Hello, everybody. Welcome to the inaugural Holes to Whole podcast. My name is Shannon Stedman, and I am also the creator and author of the website Holes to Holes. The website address is shannonstedman.wordpress.com. I'm really happy to be here with you today, and I thank you all for joining me. Each Wednesday, I will post new content on the blog, and you can come and join me each Wednesday, or better yet, visit the blog once, subscribe via the link on the right sidebar, and you will get an email every time that new content is posted on the blog. So what I'm going to be covering today is why I chose to name the blog Holes with an H to Whole with a W. So when I first became a Christian about 8-9 years ago, I really had this fairy tale vision that all of a sudden I was going to accept Jesus and my life was going to be perfect. Well, all of you who have been down that road know that I was terribly, terribly wrong. Instead, I really began a journey of my own personal exodus. As you know, the Israelites spent a lot of time in the wilderness, and that's what I've experienced too. Instead of accepting Christ and moving to the mountaintop, I really went into a wilderness period that lasted for several years. There were some mountaintop experiences along the way, but for the most part, I was really out in the wilderness, and God was really teaching me and showing me, revealing to me different areas of my life where there was brokenness and where I needed healing. So it was absolutely not what I expected. Just like the Israelites had to spend that time in the wilderness in order to gain their freedom, I had to spend that time in the wilderness too in order to gain freedom. And of course, I still experience periods of wilderness, but right now they're generally not as low and generally don't last as long as the initial years just following my salvation, which I'm so, so grateful for. So those years were really, really painful, partly because, well, when God's dealing with you and working on you in his loving way, but exposing hard truths, that can be really, really painful. And also because I went into my journey following Christ very disillusioned and very misinformed. So there was a lot of enemy attack there, and I really didn't know anything about that at that point. So that really compounded some of those low points, and I can be also very, very stubborn and very strong-willed and very self-sufficient, and so I had to go around the same mountain several times. So I'm sure that my wilderness, just like the Israelites, could have lasted a lot shorter period of time, but I had to go around the same mountain several times. So, you know, God really started lovingly revealing to me realities of my life and my heart. And a lot of this included a lot of brokenness. And it felt like that I had these huge holes inside of me. And my emptiness was being exposed. God was showing me unhealthy ways in which I had coped with life and that I had tried to fill these holes inside of me. And I've heard from many, many people, and I've heard shared, is that we have these holes inside of us. We all do, because we're human beings and we all have brokenness. But the thing is that they're God-shaped holes, but our human instincts tend to lead us to trying to find external and other ways to fill these holes. And so that is just a constant battle, because nothing can fill these holes except for God. And I remember feeling really, really scared, and can still be, of the holes that God was showing me. Because if I was going to let go of all this unhealthiness as to how I was trying to fill these holes, you know, what the heck was I going to be like? And I remember feeling a bit like Swiss cheese, like, wow, I'm getting really exposed. And what's going to go inside these holes if I give up this dysfunction, if I give up the resentment and the bitterness that I have, that I'm trying to fill these holes with? You know, what's going to be replaced with, what is going to replace those holes? What's going to fill them? And so I just had a lot of fear about the unknown, as getting to know this new God and this loving God, a very different God than was my childhood God, I really didn't know. But over the course of time, God has shown how faithful he is and how loving and gentle he is. And now I do my best to be grateful when he exposes those holes inside of me, because I know once light gets shined on the darkness and those holes are revealed, that then God can bring me closer and closer to him and closer to wholeness with a W, and transformation happens. And I'm reminded of in Psalms where it says, you know, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that God, he doesn't start something and not finish it. He walks us through the journey. Doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, but he always walks us through. And Philippians 1:6 says that he's begun a work in us and he will bring it to completion. And so he just keeps bringing me healing. He keeps bringing me to more completeness. And I know that I'll never be completely whole on this side of heaven, but I can see where he has brought me to more wholeness. And as I've been able and willing to allow him to fill that. So, you know, the whole purpose of Holes to Whole is that it's possible, that I don't have to be discouraged when I become aware of these holes, because they're really just really great opportunities. And God can only shine through cracked pots. If I didn't have holes, if I didn't have cracks, if I didn't have brokenness, then God couldn't shine through them. And each and every one of us have these holes inside of us. And so we get to have a really great choice. What are we going to do with them? And this scripture passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 is Paul talking about the thorn in his flesh. And this passage has been coming to me quite a bit over the past few months, and it's very representative of what I hope to accomplish through this blog and through this ministry, is through my holes, through my brokenness, through the thorns in my flesh. I hope that I can bring encouragement and I can connect with all of you who are walking through the same thing. And this is also encouragement to myself, because I need to hear this stuff all the time too, that these thorns in my flesh are actually great blessings, because they allow God's strength to shine through my weaknesses. So I just want to read you this from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 5 through 10. That experience is worth boasting about, but I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it, because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God. So to keep me from being proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And so I just leave you with that today. I hope that you can find encouragement, and I'm taking encouragement in this too, because I don't always like these holes, these thorns. I don't always like these weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions, but they are a beautiful, beautiful opportunity. And so I just pray that that is an encouragement for you today. I thank you so much for joining me here on the inaugural podcast. Please join me back on the blog next Wednesday for new content, and feel free to subscribe so then you know whenever new content comes up. Again, the website is shannonstedman.wordpress.com, and I would totally love to hear from you. So please leave a comment, and I will be sure to reply to all comments. Have a wonderful day. Take care.